love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, and I'm your Walk the Talk host, Joe Barnes. Let's make it happen. Hello there, how are you doing? Joe Barnes here, and welcome to today's podcast episode. I love this episode, what we're talking about. 10 ways to promote yourself without feeling like a narcissist. Now, is it primarily a female thing? Is this something that really is, it's mainly us girls who aren't keen on promoting ourselves, or am I being a bit harsh on the guys there? I mean, I'm guessing some guys, right? Not all guys are really, really confident and all the rest of it. You're going to have some guys that are going to totally empathise with what we're talking about here. But I do believe, without wanting to go off on a whole other subject about females taking their seat at the table, I do believe that this self-promotion and the way we feel about it is one of the reasons why so many women will not fight to grab their seat at the table, you know? I mean, think about it. Who are some of the greatest self-promoters of our time? Trump comes straight to mind, right? I mean, that guy has got a gift. He is incredible at self-promotion. I mean, he's the president of the United States as I record this podcast. I mean, how did that happen? Seriously. Apologies to all Trump supporters if you're listening, but seriously, I don't know how that happened. And, well, I do know how it happened. It happened because the guy is an absolute genius at self-promotion. He's just incredible. So if you want some tips, go and watch him. But he's closely followed by Hitler. And they're completely encompassed in the Kardashians. So it's no wonder, right, that we think negatively when we think self-promotion. But there is a difference between self-promotion and complete narcissism. But the thing is if your business, your brand, your product, your service, whatever it is you're doing, if that is fronted by you, then you've got no other choice than to become comfortable with a little bit of self-promotion. But I have some good news, because you can do it in a way that it doesn't feel like self-promotion. You can do it in a way where you will love it, and it's completely win-win. So let's crack straight on and let's talk about the top 10 ways to promote yourself and really enjoy doing it. If we can change your mindset and get you loving it, then away you go, you're on a roll. So look, number one, you need to focus on your customer. I know that sounds crazy, you're self-promoting, but your customer is the person that is going to eventually buy from you. Your customer is the person you are promoting to. So take the focus off you, turn it around and focus it directly on your customer. What do they want? What do they need? Who are they? How do you speak in their language? How do you resonate with them? And you know, how can you add value and meet their needs? So number one is completely take the focus off yourself and completely focus on your customer. Number two is know your stuff. You need to know what you're talking about. Now, this is a big one in that kind of difference between men and women, right? Men are better blaggers than us. I'm sorry, girls. I mean, I'm generalizing, all right? There are some women that are amazing. But generally, a lot of guys... This sounds terrible, right? I am not a man hater. But a lot of guys don't actually know what they're talking about. But they're incredibly good at blagging it, yeah? And we are slightly less so and believe that we're going to trip over our words or trip over our feet. So therefore, we don't go out there and try and blag as often. But the simple fact is if we don't need to blag, then that's going to give us a decent amount of confidence, right? So know your stuff. And I wouldn't expect you to build a business around something you knew nothing about anyway. So, you know, if you're going to get out there and you're going to deliver value and you're going to talk to your customer and you're going to be able to solve their problems and all that kind of stuff, then clearly you need to know what you're talking about. And the more you know what you're talking about, then the more confident you're going to be. So that takes us to number three, which is add immense value. This is so key. I'm not going to remember the quote or off the top of my head. I do this all the time. I'm so sorry. And I really should have researched it before I did the podcast. But Zig Ziglar said something along the lines of, your income is directly proportional to the amount of people that you help and add value to. So get out there and add immense value. Be knowledgeable, be informative, be entertaining if you can, even if you're just laughing at yourself, which I do frequently. But, you know, get out there and solve people's problems. That is essentially what all business is about. It is about solving people's problems. So when you are out there focusing on your customer, knowing what it is you're talking about, you are then going and you're really solving people's problems. Let me tell you that yesterday I was going through Facebook groups, right? All the people that I believe are my audience, people that I think would enjoy my content. And I was reading all their questions and I wrote down like 30 to 40 blog post titles from their questions. This was one of them. There was a lady on one group that was like, I can't stand it. I don't know what to do. I know I need to promote myself, but I hate it. It feels really slimy. How do I do it? So there is a genuine question from somebody who wants to build their brand and build their audience. And here I am recording a podcast and written a blog post all about actually how you can do it without feeling slimy. So that's what I mean about knowing your customer, focusing on your customer, and then adding immense value. I'm not talking about Joe Barnes here. I'm not saying how great I am. I'm not saying how amazing, you know, Joe is or your lifestyle business is. I am simply answering a question and hopefully solving somebody's problem. And if this lady's got that question, then I'm sure many other people have as well. So solve problems, add value. And then number four, engage with your audience. It does not matter how many followers you end up with. You are never too big to go and engage with your audience. Now, let me tell you from experience, when you start getting a lot of followers or email subscribers or, you know, audience members, community members, it does become extremely difficult to be able to answer everybody. So don't fall into that trap. I did. I fell into a trap where I felt I absolutely had to speak to everybody or I was going to really offend or annoy somebody. But it's just not possible to do that as one person. Yes, when you've got a team helping you and stuff, then it's great. But you know, you kind of feel this responsibility that you need to, I think that's a girl thing as well, that you need to get back to everybody, but you can't. So, you know, you just have to, especially when you're starting out, you'll be able to engage with most people. And then gradually, as you grow, you'll just have to kind of, you know, pick your responses, just show that you're around and that you're reading and you're listening and you're liking and you're hearting and you're, you know, putting a little thumbs up here and there, just showing that you're approachable and you're around. So engage with your audience. The more human you are, then the more your audience are going to love you and resonate with you. Number five, I love this one. And I have to just do a big shout out to Mari Smith for a second, because many, many years ago, back in my early days of the career, she did a fantastic webinar on the 10 qualities of social media experts, whatever. And one of them I've just always harped on about for years, which is be a prolific content creator. But the other one she said was be inclusive. And don't be afraid to be inclusive. This is so, and this is something I have to say again, us girls are super good at. We don't feel as threatened, I don't think, sometimes by competition, by other people. So be inclusive. You know, get out there and promote other people. I am constantly talking about Gary Vaynerchuk, Mary Forleo, Tim Ferriss, James Altucher, whoever. I'm constantly talking. I've just listened actually this morning to the Gold Digger podcast, Jenna Kutcher. She's very good. And right now I'm trying to hone my Instagram skills and she's very good at that. So I'm listening to lots of stuff she's doing. So don't be afraid to be inclusive. Talk about the people that are inspiring you. Talk about the people that you've learned from. talk about the fact that some people might know things you don't. And when, like, there's this guy at the moment on YouTube called Emil Pekarklis, who's just amazing at showing you how to do iPhone photos. And I'm promoting him left, right and center. I'm not going out there saying, hey, this is how you do iPhone photos and nicking his stuff. I don't need to. There's enough content out there. There's a big enough, audience out there that we can all have a little piece of the pie and promote and help each other. Business is tough. Let's help each other. So be inclusive, which also then leads me to the next point. This is a challenging one. It's a scary one, but it's also one that if you can get it right, it will grow your business quicker than almost any other strategy. And that is to collaborate. So while you're being inclusive, you might want to get out there and start to build relationships with some of these guys as well who have already got bigger audiences. Now, you know, I say it's a challenging one because at the end of the day, they're going to be approached by people all the time who want to help them or do things for them or whatever, because the underlying reason is that they want to do some kind of collaboration with them. So you're just going to have to give that one time. You just need to be very, very good yourself. I love a quote by Steve Martin, be so good they can't ignore you. So you need to prove and show that you are exceptional at what you're doing. And then gradually over time, through commenting, through maybe podcast interviews, through doing a guest post and mentioning somebody, through somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, gradually you'll begin to make connections. And the more collaborations you can do, then the less self-promotion you need to do, because they'll be promoting you. Before I had my little break, the amount of times I would suddenly listen to something and find I was on somebody's podcast, or my blog was featured on somebody else's blog, or I was, you know, in a video, somebody was mentioning me. I'd suddenly start getting visits from people who had appeared out of nowhere because somebody had mentioned me somewhere else. So the more you can be inclusive and collaborate with other people, then the more it's going to come back to you and people are going to start to promote you, and you don't have to promote yourself. All right, number 7, don't be afraid to show vulnerability. I can literally hear right now any guy listening to this shutting it off. Click. Can hear it. This is what we're good at, girls. Okay, this is what we are really good at. And at the end of the day, it's what Brené Brown says we're all desperately afraid of, and we are. I'm not too good at showing vulnerability. I don't like it. It scares me. I think I'm going to get judged. I think people are going to think worse of me. And let me tell you right now, though, there is a huge difference between self-pity and vulnerability. And I see this all the time. I see people who will go online and they will talk about something that's happened to them, and their whole post will be, oh, woe is me. And I feel for them, and I'm really sorry that that has happened to them, but I don't want to engage, and neither does anybody else, because it's just a real, you know, self-pity thing going on. The difference between that and vulnerability is saying, hey, you know what, this happened to me. You know, I'm a normal human being, and I did have this tragedy or this thing that happened, or sometimes I do feel self-doubt, or sometimes I do suffer from imposter syndrome, but it doesn't get you down. You're just basically saying, this is something that I have suffered from. I mean, I wrote a blog post a week or so ago where I'd had a big conversation with my other half, who basically said to me, I think you're looking at other people's stuff too much. I think you are trying to be like other people too much. And I said to him, hey, I can't be like anybody else. I'm me, you know, I can't be like anybody else. That's just not, I'm looking at other people's stuff because I'm trying to get a bit of inspiration. I'd lost my way a little bit. I was suffering from self-doubt. I wasn't sure whether my content was going to cut the mustard. Am I unique? Am I, you know, coming across with anything that's groundbreaking? And the answer at the moment is no, I'm not coming across with anything hugely groundbreaking right now, but I am being me. You know, I am very transparent, and this is Joe, and hopefully my delivery alone is unique enough for you to perhaps have heard the same messages over and over again, but just suddenly it clicks with one person, yeah? And the thing is as you go and you create more and more content and you get more and more ensconced into the business, all of a sudden you find the unique things that somebody else isn't saying, and you come out with those little gems. So if that's you as well, don't worry about it. It will come. But I wrote a blog post about the fact that I was feeling self-doubt. Not I wasn't self-pity, just that I was just factually I was feeling self-doubt. And I was nervous to actually click post. Now, thankfully, not too many people are reading my blog right now. But I was nervous when I clicked the button, because, you know, it was going out there into the ether, and I thought, gosh, you're going to be judged. But at the end of the day, that is, don't be afraid, because it just makes you human. And I said that on the other point, didn't I? The more human you are, the more people resonate you. And that moves on to my next point. I read this, actually, and I can't remember where I read it. It's so annoying to me that I can't remember where I saw this, but it was somebody who was talking about the fact that nobody ever likes to say the words, I don't know. Nobody ever says, I don't know. They don't want to say, I don't know. It's kind of tags on with vulnerability, right? To say, I don't know, says what? What does it say? It says you're incompetent? Says you don't know your stuff? No, it doesn't. It just says you don't know that particular thing. Now, if somebody comes and asks you a question, let's say you put a Facebook post out and somebody comes and says, hey, you know, Julie, what about this? Can I do this, 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 and this? And you go back and you say, oh, I don't know. Sorry, can't help. Well, that's no good to anybody, right? But if you go back and say, you know what, I don't know, but just give me 24 hours and I'll come back to you. And off you go and you look it up, you investigate it, and then you make a video or you write a blog post or you do a podcast. Now you're adding immense value, because initially you said, I don't actually know the answer to that. But hey, guess what? I've now researched it and I'm coming back with huge value. So, you know, it comes back to humanity again, doesn't it? The more human you are, the more you're going to engage with people. All right, number 9, don't talk, act. Oh, this is such a big one. This was such a learning curve for me. I've always been a bit of a talker, I must admit. I remember once years ago, my mum said to me, Joanne, I am a doer, your dad was a dreamer, and you've got a little bit of both, right? Because generally, I will put my dreams into action. But unlike my other half, he is like a doing machine. I mean, my God, he doesn't talk. He literally just does. And if I talk and say, honey, maybe we should do this, before I know it, he's done it. You know, I mean, it's incredible to watch. It's very inspiring. But don't just talk about stuff. Don't just think about stuff. You know, get out there and actually do stuff. There is nothing more attractive than a person of integrity. There really isn't. There's nothing more attractive to people than a person of action, than somebody who's actually out there getting stuff done, as opposed to talking about getting stuff done. And I mean in every avenue. Don't write a blog post about the videos you are going to create. Just create the videos and then go out and promote them. Don't write a blog post about the course that you're going to be releasing. Just release the darn course already, you know? Don't write a post about the book you're going to write. Yeah, I think I on another podcast, just very loosely referenced the fact that I want to write. I'm not going to talk about that at all until I've written a book. You know, don't talk about stuff. Just do it. Get it done. Super important. And then number 10, possibly one of the most important points of this whole thing, is you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in you. If you are doubting your knowledge, your skill set, your age, your weight, your whatever, I don't know, whatever is holding you back from getting out there and promoting your brand, your business, your service, you're going to have to change your mindset, because you've got to believe in yourself. Years and years ago, I'm going to tell you a really quick story. Years ago now, and I'm talking about in my mid to late 20s. It was late 20s. I wanted a job, a new job. I was in a particular job. I quite enjoyed that job, but I wasn't going anywhere. And I had a specific income goal by the time I was going to hit 30. And I was a couple of years away. And I wanted this particular job. And so I went for an interview. There was a particular part of the job that I was very inexperienced in. And in my interview, I explained that it was irrelevant because I was a manager and I could employ people who were experienced in that area and manage them, right? Anyway, unfortunately, I got a phone call and got told that I was not invited back for a second interview. And I went away and I thought about it and thought about it. And I remember thinking to myself, I can do that. I know I can do that job. I am good enough. And I believe in myself enough that I can do that job. So the next day I went into my current job and I phoned the guy who would be my new boss if I got the job. And I remember him saying, oh, hi, Joe. I mean, it was lucky to get through to him. But I remember him saying, hi, Joe, you've phoned up for some feedback, have you? And the words that came tumbling out of my mouth, I'm not even sure I'd have the confidence these days. But I said to him, actually, no, I phoned up to tell you why you're making the biggest mistake of your life. I am absolutely the person you need for this job. And here are all the reasons why. And I went on this huge diatribe of why I was absolutely the best person for the job, why, you know, they would not regret hiring me at all. Sure enough, within a few days, I got a second interview and I got the job. And I remember the human resources director telling me, you got this job purely out of tenacity and self-belief. And that was it. Bang, away I went. Brand new career, managed to get my income goals, and my life took a whole different turn. So the reason I told you that story is because that's how powerful self-belief is. I didn't have all the experience I needed for that job. You know, there were people, candidates, who were probably better qualified than me. But I just believed so strongly in my own abilities that came through and I was given the position. That's how powerful self-belief is. You gotta believe in yourself. If you believe in you, other people will believe in you. And when you're out there promoting your brand and your service and your product, that's what you're trying to elicit. You're trying to elicit belief in you. When people come and buy from you or learn from you or consume your stuff, it's because they trust you. It's because they believe that what you're saying is true. It's because they believe that the value that you're adding to their life is absolute. And they're only going to do that if you believe in you. They're only going to believe in you if you believe in you. All right? So that was it. There's your 10 ways to promote yourself. Just before you go, I've actually got a bonus one, number 11, just before we go. And this is a crucial one, all right? Very, very crucial. For crying out loud, don't give yourself ridiculous titles, all right? You are not the number one leading authority in whatever. You are not the world's leading blah blah blah. You are not the guru. You are not the 8 out of 10 whatever's choose you as their leader. All right, stop it. Oh, it drives me bonkers when I see people giving themselves absolutely ridiculous titles, because everybody knows it's a load of bollocks. I'm sorry, excuse my bad words there, but it is. Absolute and utter tosh. So don't give yourself bloody ridiculous titles. Just be you. I am Joe Barnes. I could start this podcast with Joe Barnes, self-made millionaire traveling the world. Da da da. Would that get me a bit few more views? Would that maybe build my circle a bit quicker? Yeah, perhaps. Would they be the right people? No. No, no, no. They would be opportunists. Thinking, yay, you know, I can go and do it too. What I want for my audience is people who want to build a solid, sustainable, freedom-giving, life-changing lifestyle business. And know that it takes work and commitment and elbow grease and sacrifice, and are willing to do it. Those are the people. And the only way I'm going to gather those people is through knowing who my customer is and really giving immense value, and hopefully getting to the point where my audience believes in me as much as I believe in them. So drop the ridiculous titles. Leading guru, number one world expert. All right, that's it. I'm off. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have found this podcast useful. The link to the accompanying blog post is in the show notes. I really screwed that up in a podcast I recorded the other day, actually, going, I'm not sure where my link is. The link is in the show notes. So if you've forgotten my 10 points, you can click on the link and head over to my blog, and there will be the 10 points right there. Please print out believe in yourself and stick it up somewhere prominent, and spend every day giving yourself 10 reasons why you're amazing. Do that for me. Do that for you. Not for me, for you. Every morning, just get up and say 10 reasons why you are absolutely bloody awesome at what you do. All right? And believe me, your mindset will change so fast. Have an amazing day, whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for listening. And I will speak to you again very, very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run From Anywhere in the World. If you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It literally takes a tenth of a second to hit those little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible. Lastly, I'm super passionate about creating a movement of philanthropic investors, so please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com/microangel to find out more about how you can become a microangel and with just $25 impact thousands of women and children who desperately need our help. Thank you so much. I do hope you've enjoyed today's episode. See you on the next podcast, and in the meantime, get out there and make life happen.